You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. As you may have heard, this week is a special week. This would be day four of our CJSF fund drive. The fund drive is like a fundraiser that we do every year if you're a listener of the show, of the station. We do to raise money to secure funding for our radio station. As you know, CJSF does not have any, main stakeholders. And because of that, we can really, play and do whatever we want. It's a non-for-profit. And, a lot of ways that means a lot to me just because, it gives people kind of like me like a chance to like be on these like open mic, hours on radio, and gives people like, a bit of a platform and a voice and, ability to engage with like, these grassroots medias and stuff and whatnot. So, I'm super thankful for being able to be here at the radio, like especially sort of this is sort of my most likely last year at SFU here. And I've been, in and out of the radio station for my 6 years at SFU here. But, I've said this many times and I've always come back to this, but like, I'm very, very thankful for being able to have like a radio show here all these years. I think it's done like a lot for, self-esteem and my ability to sort of like broadcast and sort of be like, a bit of an entertainment figure on the radio and whatnot. Also, like, I remember like in my first year, kind of like it being a little bit tough to make friends, at this school. And so, having something between classes to go and like eat my lunch here at the old, at the old station above the bus loop and, browse some old records and like put together my show and feel excited about it every week. And, it also holds a very special place as being sort of like my safe space between classes, especially when like the going gets real going during the school semester. It's definitely like super nice for me to be able to come here and, look through some music for an hour and just sort of decompress and put together my playlist for the week and whatnot and come and, talk to all of you guys, So once again, I'd like to remind all of you that, we're trying to raise money this week for the radio station so we can keep running this station year in, year out. And, if you've got like a little bit of money to, throw us or anything in your pocket that you can throw us, be sure to donate to cgsf.ca/donate. Or you can also donate by phone at 778-782-2573. Just like any other program, though, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwilum, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. Just last night, actually, this has been a long series of me realizing that, I'm a sports fan. I've been really into hockey lately, like out of nowhere. Just been super obsessing over like watching hockey YouTube and like going on Puckpedia and like reading all the stats and reading everybody's contracts and, just sort of like always checking the standings every day out of nowhere too. Like, it's not like I ever played hockey when I was a kid growing up, but out of nowhere, just like this humongous obsession with hockey. So, finally, my old roommate is back from Toronto. So we decided to like go out last night. And maybe if some of you guys followed the game, but we went to the Canucks game yesterday and it was a total blowout. Like, oh my God. I have not been to a Canucks game since maybe like when my dad took me when I was like maybe like 7 or 8, I'd imagined. Like, it was ages and ages and ages ago, but, our mood was just, like, so different, pre-game versus post-game. We started off our night up in North Van, just went to, like, I got off work there, and we just had, like, a quick drink and got some food, and we're already super hyped to, like, take the train down to Rogers Arena. Met up all the friends, had like a quick beer outside the venue. We got our seats and we're all so excited. And like, I, you know, it's surprisingly, like, you know, we just got some like really low and cheap seats, like in the upper bowl, like nothing special. But surprisingly, the seats were like awesome, and like the ambiance in there was so cool. And like, haven't really like been to Rogers Arena in like, you know, for anything for that matter, in a very, very long time. So just looking at the rink and all the lights, and you know, they've got like the drums, and it was super hype, and we were so excited to be there. And then sat through 60 minutes of just like super messy hockey, and you know, we were super excited too, because the Canucks have been running Lankanen in goal lately. We got, you know, we saw number 31 skate on the ice, Arthur Shelovs, who was pivotal in our little playoff run this year. And so we were super excited to see Shelovs in net, and like just like all the boys on the ice. And it was like, it was against the New Jersey Devils last night, so it's like the big face off between the Hughes brothers. And man, what a disappointment. Like after every period, you know, it just got worse and worse and worse. Like by like the 11 minute mark of the third period, I think I saw like probably like 1/5 of the lower bowl, like all this, probably all the season pass ticket holders all like leave early to get on the train. It was like, it was pretty rough, but regardless, you know, it was still a good time. And just to make matters worse too, I've had this like, I always want to go get wings. Like I'm always down for it, you know. And the Charlatan, this is not a little promo for Charlatan, but they've got like a wing night. It's like 50% off wings. And so we're like, okay, that's our consolation prize, right? Like we're going, you know, the game sucked, but we're going to go out and get something to eat, you know? And I screwed up. Like, I guess it's like, you know, you think kind of mnemonically like Wings Wednesday, right? Like yesterday was Wednesday, but it's actually like 50% off on Tuesdays. So we got to the Charlatan. I'm like, yo, like, the wings are half off today. And she's like, no, that's like on Tuesday. Today, cauliflower wings are half off. Nah. So it was kind of a rough night. Regardless, it's a great time. I was very happy to be there until like maybe about like the 10-minute mark of the second period. But yeah, it was a great time. Nice to like be humbled and spend some money on a defeat at the Rogers Arena. But we're gonna get some music here. My first track here is College Rock Song Number 1 by Knitting here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back. And welcome back. That last track right there was called Dig by the band Knitting here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Once again, I'd like to remind you all that it is the Fun Drive right now, CGSF Fun Drive. We've been running with this theme of radio's best friend. And just by tuning in to your radio and tuning in to CGSF 90.1 FM, you are radio's best friend. You know, this fun drive is like super important for keeping us running and, you know, allowing people like me to have like a voice on the radio. So, you know, if you would like to throw us any money and you've got anything to give, you know, be sure to donate to us at cgsf.ca/donate, or by phone, you can pledge between 11 a.m. and I guess 2 p.m., so till the end of the show, actually, at 778-782-2573. On to some more music here from a band called La Lune. Here is Despondent on CSF 90.1 FM.
Proud to have you.